Our angels are here, singing from heaven. There's 50 of them, so this will take probably 20 minutes. We'll just skip the homily. Good. They're going to keep coming. Your angels, your voices are angelic. Are you angels at home? Do you know there are two kinds of angels? What? Which kinds? Good ones and bad ones. So you got to be careful what kind of angel, but you should be good angels at home. All right, kids, you're going to have to help us out, and then we're going to send you back up to the choir, but we want to thank you. Your voices are beautiful. We want to thank you for helping us, and we want to thank Zandria and Miss Sarah for helping to get you here to sing beautifully for us, okay? All right. You got to help us set the stage for this very important gospel today, because something really important was just told to us in the gospel. Jesus said, I'm going to send you, the Father, if you ask him, will send you this extra helper. Okay? That means we need help, right? Okay. Were we all created wonderfully? Do you think in the very beginning, when God the Father created us, okay, check, find your parents, wave to them. Okay? Make sure we're good. Okay, we're... There we go. Got them? Did you find them? Okay, good. Now we're going to do this right here. Got me? So, when God created all things, was it wonderful? Yes, because God can't make junk, right? Okay, but then something happened early on. What happened early on where things went wrong? Anyone? Yeah. Eve ate the fruit, yeah? And then what entered the world? Sin. Who was there that tricked Eve? Yes. The snake. Who does the snake represent? The devil. Dang it. So God created everything wonderfully, and then the serpent, the devil, our enemy, came. And did he want to make things tough for us? Yes. But God, who loves us, our Father, loves us so much, he said, I'm not going to let you be in the grip of the evil one and suffer your whole life for no good. And so God the Father sent us whom? Jesus. There you sing it. God the Father sent us Jesus to do what? To help us? Yes, to rescue us from the grasp of the evil one. And what did he do for us? How did he show us his love? He died on the cross. So he paid a price that we couldn't pay. He got us out of a bind. And he saved us so that we can go to heaven. Is that a good thing, kids? Very good. So everything now in life is easy? No. Are you still naughty sometimes? Yeah. And Jesus, right? Okay. Yeah, it's good you admit it. You're honest kids. So we're still naughty sometimes, and we're still hurting sometimes, and we're still mean sometimes, right? Does that mean that although Jesus came to help us, and he did, so we can go to heaven, does that mean that we still need more help? Yes. So God the Father sent his son Jesus to die on a cross and to restore us and to make all things wonderful. But he said, I know you're going to need more help. And so in the gospel today that we read while you were coming down here, Jesus said this, if you ask the Father, he will send you another helper, another one. So you don't have just one, you have two. Is it better to have one helper or two? Two. And Jesus said, I will be with you, but not just me. There's going to be more. Does anybody know for a million? No, I shouldn't say that. How about for a free puppy? Does anybody know? Please don't get this right. Because we've given them all away already. All right, maybe the next lyric. So Jesus said, if you ask the Father, he'll send you another helper. Who is that helper? Oh, that's good. We do have a guardian angel. So that's correct. But there's even someone even more important, more powerful than our guardian angel. Your parents. Yes, they're kind of like guardian angels. No, so Jesus said, if you ask the Father, that's correct too. God gives us a lot of help, doesn't he? But he was saying, when Jesus said, if you ask the Father in the gospel today, he said, he will send you another advocate, another helper. Wait, right here. the Holy Spirit. Round of applause for him. Good. So not only do you have Jesus to help you and do everything for you, he said, even more, you have the Holy Spirit to help you. Good answer. I'm going to send you back up, and then we're going to finish this homily for your parents, kids. Now let's give them a round of applause for all you do for us, okay? Okay, out of here. Okay, head up there. Good job. The Canellis get a free puppy. Okay. Thank you, kids. So that's the stage is then set for what Jesus did, which was extraordinary. He said, not only has my Father who created you wonderfully sent me to ransom you from death, to rescue you from the grip of the evil one, and so that you don't have to go to hell anymore and you can enjoy the delights of heaven. He said, I gotta bail out, which is going to happen in next week's liturgy, which is called the Ascension. They're so orderly. It's beautiful. Jesus said, you're no longer, the world's not going to see me like they have before. And neither will you. But just ask the Father and he will send you another advocate. Beyond me, Jesus was the first, he said. And that one will, crazy, will be in you. Another helper who's going to battle the enemy for you when you call upon him. So Jesus said, you call upon me and you call upon this other helper. Knowing we would need a lot more help after he rescued us from Satan's grasp in baptism. He said, you're going to need more help because I know the enemy. He's a jerk and he's not going to stop until I completely destroy him. In the meantime, you're going to need help. So I'm going to send you an advocate. The Greek word is parakletos. Parakletos. Para and kalein. It's the one that you call to your side. The paraclete, the one that is called directly to your side. To Greek ears, it's a simple translation. Lawyer. So if we were reading this as Greeks in the first or second century, Jesus said, just ask the Father and he will send you another lawyer. Who wants another lawyer in the world? There's one. Why is it that lawyers get such a bad rap? There's a story of a lawyer who had a dog that he didn't leash. He ran around town. One day made his way into the butcher shop, picked out a choice tenderloin, took it and snacked on it. The butcher saw that. Had an idea whose dog it was, so he went to the lawyer and said, can I ask you some advice? The lawyer said, sure. If someone's unleashed dog were to steal $85 worth of meat, can I make the dog's owner pay? The lawyer said, oh, absolutely. He said, good. Then you owe me $85 because your dog took meat from me. The lawyer stepped back, pulled out his checkbook, $85, signed it, said, here, sir, without saying a word. The butcher was quite satisfied. Got my way, justice. He goes back to the butcher shop the next day, arrives in the mail, a note from the lawyer. He opens it up. Dear butcher, you owe me $850 for the advice I gave you yesterday. That's why we don't like lawyers, is that? No. Charge us too much? All right. Jesus told us that I'm sending you a lawyer, the one that you call to your side. So he means it, obviously, in the best sense of the word, and we need to understand it, because who do we call? Who do we call when we're in need? People don't like lawyers until you need one, right? Yeah, until you need one. Jesus is saying, you're going to understand this. Let's purify the image. The Holy Spirit is our lawyer in the best sense of the word. Call upon me and I will be at your side to protect you. Get this image, right? When people are accused, justly or not, who's always at their side? When the cameras are rolling and they're walking out of the courtroom or into the courtroom, who's there? Their lawyer, right there, shielding them. Right? I got you. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. I think Jesus meant exactly that for the Holy Spirit. If you're under fire, if you're in trouble, if you're in a moment of need, call your lawyer. Like we do. But he's saying, for spiritual matters, call your spiritual lawyer, the Holy Spirit. And he will be right there to shield you, to guide you, to protect you. From what? From the assaults of the evil one, the enemy, who is the accuser. You know, it's one of his names, the enemy, the evil, the accuser. Because he's going to say, you're no good. You really blew it. Your kids ain't ever going to come back to the church. He's got a whole list of accusations that he wants to sling at you and me. And we listen to him. We know that that's when we're sad or burdened. It's when we're listening to the voice of the accuser. Not the voice of our liberator, Jesus, or our advocate, the Holy Spirit. So we call him, come to my side. And guide me, protect me. Get me out of this bind, whatever it may be. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us. That's what Jesus said. If we ask the Father, the Holy Spirit would do for us. We must call upon him. We're not fully utilizing the Holy Spirit. Shame on us at the cathedral of the Holy Spirit, but it's a universal problem. So we need to live much more effectively in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, now, call your lawyer to protect, to defend, to guide in moments of distress, heaviness, whatever is in need, work, home, personal life, whatever. Holy Spirit, come, because Jesus said you would come, and he said, you're my lawyer, so get me out of this. And the Holy Spirit says, done, free of charge, nice. And he does one other thing. Not only does he protect us, shield us, guide us when we're in need, Jesus said he will be the Spirit of truth that will lead you to me so that you can then do my commandments, so that you can know how to move forward once you've been spared the chains of prison. You can then now go forward. That's a good lawyer, right? Not only gets you out of the bind, but says, I care about you so much that I want to help you moving forward. I'm not just going to take your money. You're free to go. No, I'm going to walk with you the rest of this journey so you don't find yourself in difficult situations. I'm going to give you the truth of who you are and how we are to move forward, because we need it. One last little story. A pilot, a businessman, a priest, and a recent high school grad all get into a small private plane. We'll do a little sightseeing. All's well until the pilot yells back, gentlemen, we got a problem. I just lost an engine. And we're going down. And it's even worse. I only put 3 parachutes in this thing this morning. The pilot walks out of the cockpit. He says, gentlemen, I'm sorry. I got a wife and 2 kids. I can't die today. Grabs a parachute, jumps out of the plane. Businessman stands up. He said, they call me the smartest man in the world. I'm a super successful businessman. This world would be a terrible place without me. Sorry, gentlemen. Reaches for a parachute, jumps out of the plane. Priest is there with this recent high school grad and says, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Why don't you take that last parachute and I'll just go down with the plane. High school grad says, it's kind of you, Padre, but no need to worry. The smartest man in the world just grabbed my backpack and jumped out of the plane. He could have used the Holy Spirit. What should I do now? Don't grab that one. Grab that one. The Holy Spirit wants to help us in everything throughout the day. Little choices and big, doesn't matter. He's the Spirit of truth. Do you need help? Not only protection, freedom, but moving forward and growing. Jesus says, I'm sending you a Spirit. You have no idea how powerful he is, how much he wants to be our lawyer at our side. So what are we to do? Holy Spirit, rescue me again and again, because I need it. Once wasn't enough on that cross. Need it every day. And Holy Spirit, guide me in the ways of truth, of who God says I am and what he asks of me and how I am to carry myself in this world and my family and my life. The Holy Spirit wants to do it all. We shouldn't be burdened. That's why Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. We should not have burdens. If we're burdened, it's because, and I'm guilty, that we got to do a better job of Jesus, save me, Holy Spirit, rescue me, Holy Spirit, guide me in the ways of truth. Every day and throughout the day, let's try it. I guarantee it will work, because Jesus isn't a liar. He's our Savior, our rescuer, and he sent us a powerful advocate. So remember, call your lawyer. Call your lawyer. Call your lawyer, the Holy Spirit.